Breakfast puppies?
This podcast contains adult language and content and is meant for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
We're all set to begin, so let's dive right in to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your cars. But mostly it's about dive bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Jacob, what are we drinking tonight?
Well, lords, ladies, and gentle them, tonight we're drinking a variety of MD 2020.
Yeah, Mad Dog. I'm pretty sure that was my first drink.
Oh, God, this smells really bad.
I don't think I've ever had MD 2020 in my life.
I have had zero Mad Dog in my life. I was saving my first sip until we were on the air. So
same.
It was either this or Boone's Farm was the first thing. Or maybe it was Old English. 800? Old English 800?
Yeah.
Old English 1800.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, but this is, I'll tell you what, I grew up in less fancy climes, and this is not terrible. God.
Jesus yep. Christ.
I could sit and drink this.
They're calling it wine.
Yeah,
really?
It's wine. It is wine. Mm-hmm. It is legally defined as wine.
Wow. There's a lot of things that are legally defined as certain things that should not be. The fact that this comes in a glass bottle is an insult to glass.
Speaking of insults to glass, you're listening to Bikers, Dice, and Bars, recorded here in Portland, Oregon. As usual, I'm NPC.
I'm just Jacob.
I'm regretting everything. Oh, sorry, Dr. Xander Gerrymander, future mayor of Portland.
And I am Poppy Beaujolais, vote for Xander.
And recurring theme from last time, getting the band back together. Tonight, we got the band back together.
All of us.
Oh, yeah. Back here in the studio, surrounded by these beautiful plexiglass dividers that were a pain in the ass to assemble. Well, the second set was because they came with these stick on like brown protector shields, which was I was like peeling, and even the slightest peel just tore it off. I'm like, God damn it. It was terrible.
That's you
terrible.
Didn't have the satisfying full thing come out. Oh,
see, the first set
terrible.
Was satisfying as fuck. It had even had that noise as you're pulling it off. It's the best part. Yeah, we got the band back together.
It's about time.
And for this auspicious occasion, raise toast with me on this, the most important of days, Unification Day.
I'll toast to that.
Damn brown coats.
I'll toast to that. I don't know why I'm asking for more of this.
I mean,
this is how it starts.
There are five more to go.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, this legit tastes like Manischewitz.
What flavor is this? Is it purgatory?
So, interestingly, there's a reason it tastes like Manischewitz. Let's talk about MD 2020.
Ooh, let's.
The MD in MD 2020, despite what many people think, does not stand for Mad Dog.
Is it medical doctor?
No, it stands for Mogen David, which is Yiddish for Shield of David.
Oh.
Wait, really? It's not actually called Mad Dog?
It is not actually called Mad Dog.
Really? I
had no idea.
The Mogen David Wine Company started making it a kosher wine for Passover in 1933. To this day, it is still kosher. It has survived prohibition because it was for religious use. It is at one time owned by the Coca-Cola Company.
What?
I have so many questions already.
Wow.
We're just getting started. Okay.
And the etymology of the nickname Mad Dog comes from its association with bum wine, such as Night Train, Thunderbird, or for our friends over in the UK, Bucklast, also known as, if you want to get fucked fast, drink Buckfast. So... It is a 100% kosher wine. It is made with Concord grapes grown in the great state of New York.
It sure is.
Yeah. The varietals average between 11 and 14. I think there's one that's 15% alcohol. There are 9 varieties currently manufactured, of which I was able to procure 6. And tonight we're going to be going through them.
Okay, before we dive into the ones that we are going through, which ones were you not able to acquire?
So I was not able to get gold, which was released earlier this year. Actually, I did have a bottle of it. It turned out that that particular one was... it was not temperature stable. And it's super crystallized, and I think some post-secondary fermentation went on there. The cap bulged. I valued you all too much as friends.
Thank you.
So
yeah. I don't want botulism. But I do have a question, and I might have blacked out. You might have said this already, and I blacked out when I was drinking it. What is the 2020 all about? What is the 20-20 about?
Well, hold on. First, tell me the other two that you didn't get, and then educate us on the 2020.
So I was not able to get, hold on a sec, I have to make sure I have this right. I was not able to get strawberry kiwi or dragon fruit.
Okay.
But we will be going through these in order. What is currently in the glass is the old classic red wine, red grape wine. It says it right on the bottle. The color is a nice purple that would not put you off from a visual context. It looks like Concord grape juice.
Okay.
You know, speaking of Concord, I'm playing through Fallout 4 again right now, and you just reminded me. I just liberated Concord. I just ran in and killed that Deathclaw and got Preston to join me, and it's been quite a fun experience this time. I've spent over. I think I've spent about 7 straight clock hours mastering boob jiggle physics for this playthrough of Fallout. It's been quite cathartic.
Is Concord in the state of New York?
Concord is in several states.
Okay. I always thought it was Massachusetts.
Well, there is a Concord in Massachusetts.
Okay, cool.
I know, because I just killed a Deathclaw there.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. Yeah, there we go. I really thought you were going to say something else. You were going to say boob jizz instead of boob jiggle.
And
I was like, dang, son.
Freudian slip. But I'll bet there's a mod for that. Now, Jacob, the 2020, what's the story?
So I could not get a straightforward explanation on that. I heard everything from references to Passover and other historical Jewish traditions. But it's at this point, I couldn't get clear on that part. Mad Dog has a bad rep for being a bum wine. Mad Dog came under a lot of hate at one point during some of the peaks of anti-Semitism in the United States, which is one reason why it went from a very large kosher parve logo to you really have to look at the bottle now to find it.
I didn't even see it.
And it's not on all of them, interestingly, even though they're fairly adamant that all of them are kosher parve.
The internet right now is telling me that the 2020 originally stood for a 20-ounce bottle at 20% alcohol.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I came across that one, too, and I also found some exceptions on that one where it's like, no, it wasn't that, because the original one was only 18, and so, yeah.
So in order to not be anti-Semitic fuckers, we should probably call it by its proper name, then, instead of calling it Mad Dog.
That's a colloquialism that has more to do with the poverty connection than anything else. So,
so not be classist fuckers.
Yeah.
What is the name again? MD stands for?
Mogan David. It's Yiddish, and my Yiddish pronunciation sucks rocks, so Mogan is my best guess.
Shield of David. All right.
The Aramaic is Mogan David, I believe, but the Yiddish version is Mogan David. So
interesting.
I'm just looking at the different flavors that they have, and I am terrified right now because I feel like red grape wine is going to be the best one we're going to have tonight, because I'm looking at electric melon.
That is the one. So I got strawberry kiwi. Electric melon was the one I couldn't find.
Banana red.
Oh, I got that one.
Oh, God.
Orange jubilee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Blue raspberry.
Yep, that's what's next.
Peaches and cream.
Uh-huh, baby.
I'm kind of curious what these flavors taste like if you combine them. And it reminds me of what a friend of mine from back in the day called turtle juice, which was when you take the orange sparks and the green sparks and you mix them together and then you have turtle juice. Yeah.
So for anyone who's been paying attention, I have been doing Sober October, and I haven't been 100%. I'm not an A++ student. I never have been, but I'm doing harm reduction here. And I have drank a grand total of 5 ounces of alcohol for this entire month. Before that, I was drinking just about every day, which is why I decided to take a month off, because I was like, I don't want to drink every day. So I'm about to put down all of this Shield of David action, and this is going to be really interesting. It's all I'm going to say.
Like the movie Moana from Disney says, "You're welcome."
And I say, "Thank you, sir."
So their website is shockingly not informative about anything.
Nope.
it lists the flavors that they have, and that's about it. Mm-hmm. They mentioned that you can make them in the cocktails, but give you no recipes.
Yep. That's why we can't drink it all tonight, because I, in the process of researching for this episode, came across several cocktail recipes that we will be revisiting.
Ooh. I think one of my plans for this evening is, when I figure out which one I like the least worst, and maybe when we take a pee break or something, I've got a bunch of cans of seltzer water chilling in the refrigerator, and I did a little of this. I keep wanting to call it Manischewitz because that's what it tastes like. A little bit of this, some ice cubes, some soda water. That might not suck.
My thoughts on this, just this flavor, good old classic red grape, it really does take me back to high school. And I know you referred to it as bum wine, but I also think of it as juvenile delinquent wine, because this is the kind of stuff that we could get by paying money to the bum outside the gas station who had the ID to go in and buy us stuff. So we would get, it was either Mad Dog or Boone's Farm, or there was another one that you already said. Thunderbird.
Oh.
And of course, Arbor Mist. Those were the four go-tos. It was usually Mad Dog.
I just want to note, too, that what the Google says is, you know, the people who also ask when you Google MD-2020, what does MD-2020 stand for? And does MD-2020 get you drunk? Is the second one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which, folks, we will find out tonight.
So, interesting bit of history there. So, like you mentioned, there's some belief that the original 2020 was 20 ounces for $20, et cetera, et cetera. And it was
20 ounces at 20%.
Sorry, 20%. And if you notice, most of the bottles we're coming across are sub 15.
Yeah, this one comes in at 13%.
Yeah. There is some theory that during the Coca-Cola period of ownership, that they intentionally reduced the alcohol content to move it out of the bum wine category of Night Train and Thunderbird, which are higher proof. Like Night Train comes in at like 20 or 21, something like that, and that it will get you fucked fast for five.
Oh my.
It also has that same drinkable, well, to me, quality as something like Carlo Rossi.
Yeah, one of their initial biggest competitors was actually Gallo. Gallo moved into the Concord grape market for American produced wines based on the success they were watching Mogan David have with MD-2020.
Well, I poured myself a little bit extra, so I guess I'm going to have to drink it.
Oh, yeah, because we got number two coming down the pipes.
I'm drinking a straw out of a straw so I don't mess my lipstick.
Yeah, you know, the important things in life.
Okay, Jacob, hit me with your next
The actual important thing is... who's buying the Taco Bell after this?
I'll order the Taco Bell. I got you, fam.
Let's get some fucking double crunch up in this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So, lords, ladies, and gentle them.
Oh my God.
It's Windex.
Oh, wow. That is Windex. Yeah. Hold that up to the. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's something. that we're going to be putting in our bodies.
I hate the color in already. The
format.
Hate the color already.
And just so you know, we're going through this in my personal opinion of drinkability of these.
Oh, and I do have the hand sanitizer here. if we need to pass around things and then sanitize, this is like ethyl alcohol.
Yeah.
Hand sanitizer, so it smells like cheap tequila. It's fantastic.
So this beverage that is coming our way, speaking of fallout, looks like a Nuka-Cola Quantum that faded out. Like it's lost its glow, and now it's just this
Sorry, I thought that was NBC's glass.
Thick that was mine.
Sorry.
Oh, and our biggest fan Brandon has also just said MD 2020 is the only booze I have puked from before drinking.
More, you can give me more.
Yeah, you can give me more too. I signed up for punishment. Give me punishment. Hurt me, daddy.
I gotta finish this. I'm not ready. I'm not quite at mixed the mess.
No one is ready. What the fuck?
I'm ready. My body is ready. Hurt me, daddy.
Is this blue raspberry?
So we are moving on to the blue raspberry that literally says right on the label, holding it up to the camera for people at home, bling, bling.
Ooh, look at that. Look at that. That's amazing. It's not quite Windex. It's more like blue, that classic blue raspberry fake, like snow cone, Jolly Rancher kind of thing.
It kind of smells like Skittles. It smells like Skittles is what this smells like. And
I can smell it on the other side of the room.
Yeah, this
it
stuff
could
is
be the hand
potent.
Sanitizer too.
Well, okay, it's probably been the hand sanitizer, which smells like tequila.
It smells like tequila. Yeah.
Because
other than that, we have this. We have the Euro Trash hand sanitizer, as I call it.
It smells like a bag of Skittles.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Oh God. Oh God.
Oh God.
No, it smells like blue raspberry cotton candy.
This is not pleasant. This is not pleasant at all.
Oh, wow. That takes me back.
Oh.
So, the label says grape wine with natural flavors and certified color. Alcohol, 13% by volume. Oh, and the recommendation to serve cold. You all don't deserve that.
This tastes like spiked punch at a party. Like somebody made fruit punch and spiked it. That's what this tastes like to me.
This is fucking delicious.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Oh, God. This is...
This is fucking tasty. It's making my jaw hurt because it's so tart.
Yeah.
If this was tart, I would like it. But this...
Actually, this tastes a lot like a pink panty pull down, which is the second level of going to hell at the Psy Epsilon fraternity.
Clearly.
Class.
And if you'd like to see a pink panty pull down, all you got to do is... Give us $10 million.
Just call 1-900-HOT-BDAB and pick up the phone.
So, yes, for this one, you know, the way I would describe the flavor is like someone took a very, very, very super mild, super barely noticeable flavor, Pinot Grigio, and spiked it full of freaking blue raspberry flavor syrup. It's what it tastes like.
Why is it so tasty?
It tastes like you threw a bunch of fucking Skittles and Airheads and Starburst into a fucking blender with the most, you know, mundane tasting wine possible. And then a good old shot of blue food coloring just for shits and giggles, just to fuck with you.
It tastes like jungle juice.
This is
fucking jungle juice.
This is a college. Yeah. This is a college party drink.
This actually might be something. I might have. How old is this flavor? Is this an older flavor or a newer flavor?
So they've gone through a lot of flavors over the years. Like some of the ones that I grew up drinking, the tropical coconut punch no longer is manufactured. This one, to my knowledge, has been around since the 80s.
I have a proposal, dear listener. If you are invested in the destruction of our taste buds and livers, what I would like for you to do someday, if you just happen to be listening to this and think, I want to buy these guys some booze, I would like for you to order us two things. Find a super rare, hard to get, limited edition version of some kind of college wine like MD 2020 or Boone's Farm. And then also order us a very special limited edition holiday box set from Jones Cola.
Oh.
And then we will do
that.
Pairings.
No.
Well, first, they have limited edition runs. I had, when it came out a few years ago, I got the D&D. They had a very short run D&D flavored. It was like a
case. Did it taste like kobolds?
No, each one had a different flavor. There was like health potion, mana potion, critical hit, and each one was themed after, you know, I think there was like, you know, owlbear or piss or something like that. But anyway, all of them were good, and it was Jones Soda, which means they were very unique.
Well, I'm just thinking about the one holiday, the turkey dinner, the Thanksgiving dinner pack that had like the Brussels sprout soda.
Those are their best, worst creations.
So I have a story about that. Back in the day when I was a sales rep at a cell phone store, we were working Black Friday, and we had the Jones Soda turkey dinner challenge. And one guy took one sip of the fucking Brussels sprout soda and like actually threw up. It was hilarious.
The only one I've had from the holiday pack was, no, I had two. There was one. And they change it every time they do it. I don't even know if they still do it. But I know that the holiday pack would regularly change. I had mashed potatoes and gravy one year. And that same year I had, it wasn't Brussels sprouts, it was broccoli casserole.
That sounds disgusting. That sounds like you're drinking shit.
It was, no, green bean casserole. Sorry, green bean casserole.
That's slightly better.
It was terrible.
Because you know how it smells in here when we steam broccoli.
Yeah.
So the other day, I made a very stupid and drunken decision at the Plaid Pantry to go and buy the zombie Skittles. Have you heard of these things?
I have not. Tell me more.
Zombie Skittles are basically a really lovely bag of Skittles, except one of them in the bag tastes putrid.
Oh.
And it warns you that. And I didn't know if, like, is it one? Is it, like, I'm like, oh, whatever. This could be funny. So, like, the fifth Skittle I ate, I got the putrid one. And it was so vile. I like it literally tastes like just like decay.
Ugh.
And I was like, I can't get this taste out of my mouth. So I had to eat more Skittles, hoping there was not another one in there.
Oh, that reminds me. I need you guys to do a smell test for me, because I'm relatively certain that the night cream, face cream I use, like, must have dead bodies in it, because it has that like slightly rancid but tangy sweet smell of like rotting corpse.
Are you sure it's night cream and not night soil?
I haven't read it that close, so I don't know.
Just a couple comments from our online stream that are worth sharing. So, Throw the Gnome thinks that our wine aunt is going to get riggedy wrecked tonight. And goes on to say that this is proof that Poppy is broken.
And?
I mean, dear listener, if you haven't figured that out by now, where you been?
We're all broken.
She's been through grad school.
And Malort.
Hold on. Grad school and Malort should be our greeting cards for Christmas.
Oh, my God.
No, my God. Oh, my God. I'm never doing. Don't. I'm not doing grad. Don't make me go back to grad school. Oh, God.
I thought you were about to say Malort.
I drink Malort again. I'm just enough of a masochist.
Oh, God. Okay, so far in my flavor ranking, red wine, what, red grape wine?
Classic red grape wine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Blue raspberry can go fuck itself.
Are we ready for the third one?
I'm Lord. The opposite. I like the blue raspberry better. The more I drink it, the more I want it. No, not Skittles. Hi-Chew.
Yes, that's a perfect description. It is very much like Hi-Chew, drinking Hi-Chew candy with an alcohol aftertaste.
Yeah.
My body is ready for the next one.
Okay.
Okay, Throw the Gnome. No, no, no. Malort MD 2020 Turkey Dinner Soda Cocktail. No, no,
no,
no.
You have to come over here and clean up all the vomit.
No.
We're just not going to do it. No. Sorry.
What's coming next?
And one more note for further reference to emphasize that. It's not going to be a thing that happens. Unless, dear listeners, you want to go and give us a buttload of money on Patreon, in which case then I will absolutely drink that drink.
How much money are we talking here, Xander?
Oh, I mean, if it's ones, we can load that butt up pretty quick.
Jesus Christ. Ew,
money's so filthy. Ugh.
Oh, I hate the color already. What is... What?
God.
Oh,
Oh. Shut up, quit whining, and pass your glass.
Fine, you rat bastard.
Ugh, Poppy.
It looks like a fucking, like a orange, it looks like orange soda.
It looks like more headache.
Orange drank.
Orange drank.
Looks like orange drank.
Oh, nope, don't like the smell of that either.
This smells like cleaning solution.
What?
Yeah, I don't like this.
It.
I think I washed my hands with this earlier.
It kind of smells like soap.
Yeah.
A little bit.
No, I'm going to admit this is one I had never tried. So I took a rough guess based on the informed opinions of some fellow.
Oh, God.
On where to stick it in the order, it might have deserved to be lower in the order.
What the fuck flavor is that?
Peaches and cream.
This is.
It tastes this nothing.
Is atrocious.
Like
this,
that.
This. Oh, God.
Okay, I guess I have to taste this now.
Oh my God,
no.
The aftertaste is like somebody ate a bunch of fucking candy bars and then took a shit.
Oh. There's nothing enjoyable about that at all.
The aftertaste is like somebody, this is what this tastes like to me. This tastes like an orange crush or Shasta or some orange flavored soda that was left out for a while to go flat. Then, and it was only a little bit, right? And then somebody took the 2 liter. Now this 2 liter we'll say was filled up, you know, maybe 3 inches left in the 2 liter. Someone filled that up with water and shook it and then made me drink it. That's what this tastes like. And the aftertaste has this like,
won't leave my tongue.
Yeah,
it does. I was gonna say it feels like there's just like liquid gel coating my tongue right now. It's really strange.
All right, I can't even pretend like I'm being fancy or careful right now and use a straw. Just fuck it. I can't. I'm just gonna get it over with. I'm just gonna fucking bite the pillow and.
Oh yes.
What do you think of this?
You know, partially because I know what's coming down the pipe at us. Oh, God. This is not particularly drinkable. It's not good.
Nope.
Again, I want to point out this is one I had never tried because peaches and cream is a flavor I don't particularly like unless it's actual peaches and cream. But Xander, on the recommended cocktails I have scared up, I came across one that I just can't force you guys to try at a later date. So I'll tell you about it now.
You can force us. That's fine.
Oh, no. So the recommendation is to build a white Russian and then add 1.5 ounces of this.
Go fuck yourself. No, no, you're a bad person.
You are a bad man and you are the friend of a bad man.
I want to point out, I said I'm not serving that to you.
Thank you. That's
God.
Rancid. And I'm not talking about the band.
I honestly feel like what I want to do right now is just to go and grab like a butter knife and literally scrape my tongue because it will not leave my tongue.
Brown.
I don't know how it did this. What kind of strange sorcery and witchcraft is involved into this making of peaches and cream? But it's not good. And
my tongue
feels like a water slide. It's very strange.
Mine feels like the desert that the Jews wandered through for 300 years.
40 years.
40?
40.
Okay.
40. Hence, that's what you get when you add 20 and 20 together. You get 40. Did I just crack the code? I think I did.
With apologies to all of my Jewish friends.
Mine too. I love you all. I think... Just Jacob has now pulled out what looks like to be cactus cooler.
Are you done?
I'll take my punishment now.
Hello, my name's Just Jacob. I'll be your wine dom for the evening.
What's our safe word?
No.
No.
Oh, God. Is this the Orange Jubilee?
Jesus.
Okay.
Okay. What's happening?
Give me your
glass. I'm not finished yet.
Well, knock it back. Get it over with. Just trust me. Just get it over with.
Let it happen.
Just let it happen. Bite the pillow and let it happen, honey.
It's going to dry. It's
going to dry.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, what?
Now, I wanted to
No, I don't like the smell.
I want to point out that I based this on my personal opinion of best worst with a couple guesses for flavors I hadn't tried in there. Some people will actually put this further down the rankings than I did. We'll see whether or not my co-hosts agree with this at the end of the night. By the way, if I am not seen publicly tomorrow, the three probable culprits are sitting at the table with me on camera right now.
We might not get to a character jam.
I don't.
Just saying.
Oh, fuck no. This is like the perfect time to do a character jam. This is going to be great.
Oh, but this one has this so much mass.
So bad.
That's even better.
So bad.
Already terrible at math.
It even has like a weird like hint of gunpowder.
Shit.
Oh, you're fucking right.
It's
my god, it does.
Like, I don't know what it is, but it smells like gun smoke.
Fireworks, you know? Like yeah, that sulfury kind of after.
Yeah.
Okay. What is this? Is this their Mad Dog 2020 Orange crime Jubilee. Scene flavor?
Crime scene.
I'm so glad I did not get that sip in me because I was this close and your computer would have been covered in just Jubilee juice.
I haven't even tasted it, but it smells like an episode of CSI.
Here's what I want, you guys. I want somebody who's a listener, who's a fan of ours. I need you to create us a label that will fit over. Oh, Xander's dying. Oh, God. I need
it tastes like it too.
I need you to create us a label that we could put over a Mad Dog, an MD bottle that just says the flavor is crime scene. Okay, this is what I need. Xander, are you okay? Oh God.
We'll be taking a short break here.
I think I didn't even drink mine yet. Hold on.
We will be right back. Wow. Yeah. Xander has been unfortunately poisoned by the MD 2020 and is taking care of himself out there. But holy shit, this is really some nasty stuff. This is vile.
Yeah. People come down on whether or not it's their least favorite flavor. I find it to be middle of the pack. Other people, like obviously Xander, find it to be their absolute worst. The way I describe it is imagine you ordered a screwdriver and the bartender made it with a discount Legion Hall vodka and orange juice that had gone slightly off.
Yeah, that's actually very on point for this.
Yeah.
Good description.
And when you all were talking about it smells like a crime scene. Well, in actuality, I can say from personal experience, it does smell like a crime scene after the professional cleaners who clean up crime scenes have been through there because they can't quite knock the decay smell.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is a very oddly sickly sweet smell. I mean, it still smells like rot, but it has a sickly sweet. It's not good. It's bad. And it'll stick in your nose, too.
Oh, yeah.
For, like, hours.
Especially if it's been sitting there for about 2 weeks.
I have a special request, Jacob. No more heavy pours for me.
How much have I got left in there, Jacob, do you think? Half an ounce?
Oh, not even. That's
okay,
might be
gonna,
a quarter.
I'm going to finish it. I'm going to knock it back.
You know, you guys can pour this out. We can do that.
No, I am strong.
Fucking soldiers over here. Oh, God. Why? Why? Why do they make this? Why? Why? Why do they? Why? Why does this exist?
I don't have a good answer for you.
This is vile. Xander, are you okay? This is a Biker's Dice and Bar first. We had someone throw up. I'm sorry.
So,
I want to apologize, and I don't know what for.
So, Xander, we were discussing our thoughts on this particular one. I made the comparison that this tastes like a screwdriver that the bartender chose discount Legion Hall vodka mixed with orange juice that had gone slightly off.
God damn it. Okay, so temporary malfunction with my liver, and so I am back, and I am good to go, and I am here to keep on keeping on with the Orange Jubilee.
If this were the Heaven and Hell party, you would have failed. Yeah, sorry.
So,
oh God,
I'm so scared.
Yeah, that's also not very good. That's No, it's if it had more punchy orange to it, I might actually like it.
Mm-hmm.
But it tastes like orange juice that just didn't feel like showing up to work that day.
Oh man!
Oh God!
And again, with a slight smell of gunpowder. I don't understand this product. Who made this and why they thought it was a good idea?
So, are we ready for the next stop on the tour of hell?
Keep hurting me, Daddy.
I'd recommend rinsing the glass out if you have the option at this point. Just dilute.
This makes my jaw hurt.
Yeah. Word. I got some fizzy water here I'm going to rinse out with. Hold on.
I'd like to point it out that at this point, you've been through 4 of the 6 I've brought.
Okay. The end is near. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. And the light being Taco Bell that I'm about to order on DoorDash.
I hope you are not kidding about that, because I will 100% eat the shit out of that right now.
There we go. Hold on. There we go.
Going into the outtake room.
That is the blood of Christ, you sick fuck.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Wait till you see the next one.
Oh, no.
It does kind of look like a Bloody Mary in a bottle.
Yeah, but not thick enough.
Shit balls.
Ask me your glasses, folks.
Okay, fine.
Bobby.
I'm sorry. I just disassociated for a second.
There's actually a method behind my madness for this tonight, and we'll get to that in as soon as we are pouring the last one. But look ahead for that.
We got to do a character jam. I'm sorry. Well, okay, here's what we should do. Order the Taco Bell now, and we can eat Taco Bell while we do our character jam. I don't know.
Figure it out.
All right, we'll figure
Taco
it out.
Taco Bell, if you're looking to sponsor a podcast.
Sponsor a podcast.
Go for yourself.
Or MD 2020 is definitely not going to sponsor this podcast.
What?
Oh! I know, right? No. Oh,
we have one going out on merely the smell.
Some touched my tongue, and I need to go rinse my mouth out with soap and water.
I'm not liking this either.
The fuck is this called, Jacob?
Oh God, it's called. What's that fucking fruit that tastes like a
durian?
Yeah. Is it durian flavored?
Nope, not durian flavored.
Is it corpse flower?
Strawberry kiwi.
This doesn't taste like a strawberry or a kiwi.
It's
came anywhere
bad.
Within 2 miles of the distillery
or that bad.
The brewery or winery, whatever the fuck liquid this is.
It tastes like a cheap Mai Tai or daiquiri kind of.
It is probably the thickest on the mouth of any of the ones we've had to date. It has this funk to it, which is why I rate it higher than the Orange Jubilee. Because the funk just hits me so hard on this one. It's not a good funk.
All right, let me try a little bit more because reasons for science.
Fuck you, Brandon. Fuck you so much.
Xander.
And also thank you.
If you want more, ask for it properly.
Hit me again, Daddy. Okay, I'm going to try to find this funk that just Jacob was talking about because...
So while our intrepid crew here is working on this, you may have noticed I have mentioned on many instances here that I am actually very familiar with many of these. For a good portion of my life, I was a connoisseur of the very lowest in alcohol spirits, and some of the highest as well simultaneously. I miss several of the flavors that used to be available. They used to make a tropical coconut flavor that was just obscene. It did indeed smell and taste like tropical glass cleaner.
like the bathroom at the Trader whatever.
Caribbean butt sex.
So Brandon wants to go and name a new MD 2020 flavor, Xander's End, which
yes,
I think is what happens when you mix all of these together, which I will do at the end of the show.
No. Okay, I'll join you.
I want to make a side note to Brandon, who's in my Rifts game. MDC 2020 is going to be getting its revenge on you, just so you know.
I'm so glad I don't have to work tomorrow. Thank you guys so much for switching the podcast night so that it's on my Thursday night there where I don't have to work the next day. I really, really appreciate that. Thank you.
So.
Oh, shit. Towel. Oh, God.
Oh, no. What happened?
We've had our first casualty of the night.
Luckily, it was not much.
I'm going to be honest. This was an occurrence I expected to happen.
I'm sorry.
Oh, by the way, a couple warnings that when I was talking with some old friends of mine who have also imbibed a lot of Mad Dog 20 in their life. If you happen to be prone to issues with inflammation, perhaps you should skip Mad Dog 2020. It's worse than most wines. Folks, what do we think about this one? Xander, I noticed you seem to be handling this one slightly better than the last.
It doesn't taste like strawberry. It tastes very mildly like kiwi. Yeah, there is a weird funkiness to it, which makes me hate it a little bit less. But it's not good.
Many people, like your reaction you had to the Orange Jubilee, that's their reaction to this one. And
I'm pretty sure Xander's reaction came because he was taking a sip while I cracked a joke, and then he started laughing, and then he started breathing it in, and then his entire body rejected his existence simply because he imbibed that liquid.
That also is a thing that happened.
Yeah. MD 2020 has caused more than one existential crisis for people.
I just also want to point out that Throw the Gnome says, WAP, wet ass podcaster.
Well, I don't know what movie it was from, but it's like, this tastes like the day Dad left.
Wow.
Wait, tastes like the day Dad left?
Oh, God.
Here we go. Well, number six.
I haven't even finished this yet. Hold on. Oh, my God.
I'm first to the red light, green light.
I'm at the yellow on you, honey. Like, hold on.
That's fine.
I somehow managed to finish this one.
Okay, Wine Dom, what's next?
You only get the name after you get it in your glass. Those are the rules.
Hit me again then. Please, sir. Oh, wow. What is wrong with this? How do the colors keep getting worse?
Wait, is that the new one?
This is the new one.
It looks just like the old one. No, it looks brighter than the old one. This looks like a Nuka-Cola cherry.
Is this the last one? Are we almost done?
Hold on.
This is indeed the last one.
Okay.
The ones I had.
Oh, wow.
All right.
We'll give fair warning. This one, be very careful with. I have watched people projectile vomit over it.
Okay, wait, hold on. Get the fucking trash can for Xander.
I'm fine now. Oh, no.
Extra small pores all around.
This smells like a Hall's cough drop.
Yeah, this is like some artificial cherry bullshit. It's kind of cough syrupy. It's cough syrup with like a touch of menthol.
Like what? No. This tastes like the sauce juice in a jar of maraschino cherries.
This tastes like the day grandma died at the nursing home and they were serving cherry jello.
It does smell like old people at death.
It smells like old people. And I don't know why, and it's upsetting.
Did they go and make like cherry juice with their stinky feet?
Oh no. No. Nope.
it kind of if cat shit if cats ate cherries and that's like what they shit, it would be like cherry cat shit.
I guess I have to try this now.
What the fuck?
No.
This is like child molester juice or some shit. I don't even know. This is awful.
Oh no. No.
This tastes like the current administration.
No, I don't like this at all.
This tastes like fascism.
This tastes like 2020.
So.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
Fun fact, one of the reasons I saved this one is because it indeed tastes like 2020. And we have an election coming up. And this tastes like regret, bad decisions. It's going to hang around in your mouth for a while.
This tastes like voter fraud.
This tastes like having sex with your ex-boyfriend while crying.
Ugh.
Now, there are several Mad Dog flavors currently on the market that I did not include. The electric melon, the dragon fruit, the pineapple.
Oh, God.
I will say that while a little cloying, the electric melon isn't bad. I have not had the pleasure of the dragon fruit, though it's described as sticky. And I have not had the gold, which came out this year and is pineapple flavored.
The electric melon, I can just imagine, tastes like whatever Dr. Teeth is on.
Yes, very much so. But this, friends.
Yeah.
This, friends.
Yeah.
This last stop on this tour through the levels of hell that is Mad Dog 2020 flavor.
The hate train
is banana red.
Oh! What the fuck? What is the red supposed to be?
Do they know what a banana is?
Bro, do you even banana?
So.
No! No!
How would we describe the flavor of this?
I think it tastes like fucking, like, it tastes like really awful cherries. Like cherries that were just bad at being cherries. And decided just to go and phone it in. It honestly tastes like a cross between like fucking cherry flavored Robitussin with a hint of menthol is kind of what it tastes like.
This tastes like your family is really poor and your mom has to go to the dollar store to buy cough syrup. And this is like the Big Lots / Dollar Tree expired red triamenic.
Yeah, it's like Rob E. Tucson.
This tastes like my childhood.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. No. And those are very good descriptions. The way I normally describe it is imagine you took a pack of Jolly Ranchers and melted them in a microwave and then mixed it with a touch of isopropyl alcohol.
Yeah, I can see that.
No, this is like everything that we've had.
The smell was very Jolly Rancher to me, actually.
Everything that we've had today, going back to the candy analogy, it all tastes like rejected flavors. Insert candy company of choice here. Maybe Skittles or Starburst or Hi-Chew or Mamba or whatever that one that held.
Jelly Belly, just when I know we have earwax flavor, but this one's not good enough to even make that cut.
Yeah, these taste like the rejected jelly beans from Jelly Bellies. And they got some rancid ones in there.
This tastes like loser candy, but like the Easter version of loser candy, you know?
Oh, God. Loser candy like for Jesus.
Like the cheap, cheap, cheap ass jelly beans that were like mostly wax.
So now that we've discussed this last addition to our taste buds, how are everybody feeling about their experiences this evening?
My jaw hurts.
Yeah, my jaw hurts. Why does my jaw hurt? This is making my jaw hurt.
I feel like this tastes like the year we've all lived through right now.
I will raise a toast to that.
Raise a toast, which is the whole reason
that we decided to do this on this, the night of my daughter's wedding. This is, the night of my avoiding Facebook because of people talking about stuff.
But this.
Does anybody need rescue pours of the original red grape?
I want some fucking blue raspberry with some fizzy water, motherfucker.
I'm with Poppy here. Once I'm done with this, okay. I can go for the blue raspberry.
So I'm going to have to ask you guys, in order, which ones did you like the best and which one did you like the least?
I would say that Jacob got Just Jacob over here got the order mostly right for me. I'm actually surprised I like the blue raspberry more than the red. But I think what it comes to is I like frou-frou drinks. And the blue raspberry does have the closest thing. I know that somebody had compared a drink that followed it with a Mai Tai. But the blue raspberry to me is the closest beverage that we've had this evening to something that I might drink at like Holly Pele or something.
Yeah.
You know, I could mix it. Well, I wouldn't, but I could mix this with rum and it would taste good. I would hate myself in the morning. But, you know.
So, fun fact, one of the cocktails is that in coconut rum with a little bit of seltzer water.
I have coconut rum.
No, not tonight.
I'm gonna be right back.
So, Raven Rager made a interesting observation that many of these taste like prototype flavors for edible underwear.
Yeah.
Oof. Okay.
So we'll be right back in a moment. Poppy is running to crucify her liver on an altar of blue raspberry and coconut rum.
I'm keeping the stream going, y'all. This is fun.
Yes, yes, it is. So.
I'm good and tanked. All right.
Those of you who are longtime listeners might actually be aware that this is not the first time we talked about doing a Mad Dog episode.
Oh, well, no. We've been leading up to this for quite a while.
In fact, I had originally planned on dropping this on everybody in February.
And then I guess some shit went down.
Well, I mean, it was a combination of we had some special guests because February was when Mogan David dropped the gold flavor. And I mean, 1933 to 2020, you're talking about a wine that has been part of America for nearly 100 years at this point. It is qualified for Social Security. It has seen one world war, Vietnam, Korea. It has helped vets get sloshed through PTSD afterwards, which is actually one of the first ways I encountered it.
Speaking of vets sloshed through PTSD, stick around as we make characters for Underground.
Ooh.
I like how you picked up what I was laying down intentionally.
Yeah.
But let's get to a personal note here. Why on earth, as someone who knows all about Mad Dog 2020 and what it can do to a person, would I inflict this on three of my good friends?
Yes, why? Why?
We asked for it.
We
did ask for it.
I did suggest it, though, and I might have had an ulterior motive.
I think Brandon has claimed responsibility for this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But I would have kiboshed that unless I had an ulterior motive in this case. So earlier this year, a certain co-host on the show finally forgave me for something on the mics.
Was it the Crownberry incident?
Oh, yes.
Well, okay, here's the thing. The Crownberry incident was bad enough, but was made infinitely worse when he then pulled out a fucking bottle of Old Crow out of his backpack after he made me drink Crownberry all night. I'm like, oh, here's a much better whiskey just sitting 5 feet from you that I'm not going to tell you about. Take that goddamn grin off your face right the fuck now.
I needed to get back in Xander's bad graces somehow. So welcome to Mogan David 2020, Xander.
I am fine with all of my life decisions right now, and I regret nothing.
This is all giving me like the worst acid reflux. Man, wow.
And we're ordering Taco Bell.
We are. That's right. Yeah. You got to put the order in.
If anybody wants to contribute to our Taco Bell, do we have a tip jar still?
We do.
Yes, we do.
If anybody wants to contribute to our Taco Bell this evening, we do have a tip jar. Where can they find that?
You can find our tip jar on all of our episodes. If you, depending upon how you are listening to them, there are show notes and those show notes have links. Okay. There's a tip jar through our audio host. There's also a Patreon and we have an Amazon/DriveThruRPG affiliate store on our website at BikersDiceAndBars.com.
BikersDiceAndBars.com. Buy us some Taco Bell.
One last go around. NPC, what was your favorite flavor of the evening?
Okay. It's tough because I do like the whatever the second one is, blue raspberry or whatever. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. No, sorry, Poppy. I'm not mixing the mess here.
All right.
Anyway, I liked the blue raspberry flavor wise the most, but I think ultimately the red is the most drinkable.
The classic red.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's purple.
Yep. All right. Poppy, over to you. Your favorite flavor?
Definitely the blue raspberry. I just mixed me up some with some seltzer water and a little Captain Coconut rum here, and it does not suck. I have pineapple rum too, but I decided that smell was not going to work very well. Yeah, no.
Xander, favorite flavor of the evening?
Before I started drinking any of this.
You got to pick one of the ones you put past your lips.
Put all of them past my lips because I hate myself. The classic red, I think, is a clear winner for me. It's the only thing that tasted remotely drinkable. The closest I could even call to a second. I mean, basically, it's classic red number one, and then all the other ones are number six. But this one might be like 5.5, and that would be the Orange Jubilee. And honestly, I could see the Orange Jubilee with like a shot of vodka and some actual orange juice in there would actually like pep it up a little bit more.
So to cover up what it's supposed to taste
like. Yeah, yeah. The banana red, by far, the worst fucking thing, which is shocking because that peaches and cream was just atrocious. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if I had to pick a third, maybe the kiwi strawberry, just because it had a weird funkiness to it that was unlike in the other flavors. But, God, ugh. That's my review.
Yeah.
I feel dead inside.
I feel like this is the drink that we all deserve. Not the drink we asked for, but it's the drink we deserve.
This is the drink that America deserves.
Some of these were worse than Malort.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very interesting that Malort gets off calling itself the worst alcoholic beverage you can.
When they realize MD 2020 exists in this world.
Right. When that fucking peaches and cream exists in this world.
Fun fact, Mogan David was also founded in Chicago.
Oh, I see. They were just trying to outdo each other. They were Chicago. It was a fucking bet.
They moved to New York to be closer to the grape source.
Chicago, come on. What are you doing? What are you doing? Don't do that.
You send us MD, but you won't send us a decent deep dish pizza. Trust me, bro. I'm feeling you. I hate you. I haven't had a good deep dish since I left the Midwest.
Yeah, you haven't. I'm just saying. Jacob, I really hope you didn't spend a whole lot of money on this.
So, fun fact, these are all less than $20 a bottle.
Okay.
I would fucking hope so. For $20 a bottle, you get a fucking good bottle of wine.
Depending on where you go. So here's the fun fact. I ended up having to go to four different locations to get these six varietals.
God bless you, sir.
I probably could have picked up at least two of the three were missing if I had had the opportunity to hit one place in North Portland that supposedly had it. Although when I called, the clerk obviously didn't want to give me the time of day because anybody who calls to ask the flavor of Mad Dog 2020 they have in stock obviously is not somebody you want to be on the phone with.
Or have come into your store.
Did you take your aprepazole today? Or
so I just one point of fact. One of the places I picked this up, it was a small local chain that is in Washington County. And they're somewhat known for being very rigid on how they stock things in the local mini mart chain. Very, very, very much anal retentive, everything in its place. If the facing says this variety, the only thing that goes there is that variety. This was the only exception where they just haphazardly threw whatever flavor it was in the slots for MD 2020. So yeah, we got through all of this for, shall we say, less than $50.
All right, Jacob, give me the fruit cocktail.
All right.
Oh, shit. I said I'd join you, didn't I? God damn it, motherfucker and fucking cocking ass. Okay. Just like the teeniest, tiniest little, like littlest, like the littlest butthole.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching. Ugh. We're going to go ahead and close this out. You've been listening to and possibly watching Bikers, Dice, and Bars. I'm NPC.
I'm just Jacob.
Dying Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
I am Poppy Beaujolais.
And as always,
keep it shiny side up.
Always tip your bartender and never let them serve you 20/20.
Roll them crits, dog.
And please always drink responsibly. Vote. Black Lives Matter.
MD does not matter.
Thanks for joining us, friend. We've reached the end of Bikers, Dice, and Bars.